May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 385. Hear, gracious God, a sinner's cry, for I have nowhere else to fly. My hope, my only hope's in thee. O God, be merciful to me. 385.
Thank you. Shall we read together this evening from the book of Jeremiah, from the Old Testament, the book of Jeremiah and chapter 31. Jeremiah chapter 31. At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O Virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant, and shall eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. For thus saith the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations, publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her that travaileth with children together. A great company shall return thither. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble, for I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattereth Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord for wheat and for wine and for oil, and for the young of the flock and of the herd. And their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rahel, weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art the Lord my God. Surely after that I was turned I repented, and after that I was instructed I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. Set thee up way marks, make thee high heaps. Set thine heart toward the highway, even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O Virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy cities. How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. As yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah, in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. The Lord bless thee, O habitation of justice, and mountain of holiness. And there shall dwell in Judah itself, and in all the cities thereof together, husbandmen, and they that go forth with flocks. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Upon this I awaked and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them, to pluck up, to break down, and to throw down, and to destroy, and to afflict, so will I watch over them, to build, and to plant, saith the Lord. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But every one shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbour and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar, The Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the city shall be built to the Lord from the tower of Peniel unto the gate of the corner. And the measuring line shall yet go forth over against it upon the hill Garab, and shall compass about to Goath. And the whole valley of the dead bodies and of the ashes and of the fields in the to the brook of Kidron unto the corner of the horse gate toward the east shall be holy unto the Lord. It shall not be plucked up nor thrown down any more forever. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us to come before him in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious, almighty Lord God, thou of whom we have read, thou who art the God and the judge of the whole earth, but O Lord, thou who art a God of love and mercy, unmerited love and mercy to a people loved of thee from all eternity. And so we pray, O gracious Lord, that thou might hear that cry this night of thy crying one. May I, one of thy people, be. Lord, we would pray for thy searching ones. Would pray for those, O Lord, in that turmoil of mind, of soul. Why am I thus? And in that cry, O Lord, 'tis a point I long to know. Oft it calls me anxious woe. Am I his or am I not? O gracious Lord, we pray that thou wilt come this night to thy soul troubled one. It may be, Lord, in that trouble of soul that work begun. It may be in the pathway that thou hast called to walk in. Am I his or am I not? So we pray, Lord, for thee to come, O Holy Spirit, by thy power work mightily among us, Lord. And as we come to thy word, O Lord, might that help be given to set forth thy precious truth for the good of never dying souls. Might thou hear that cry, my soul, and that by thy power, O Holy Spirit, the word set forth might fall into those hearts prepared of thee. O Lord, 'tis thy work, and our mercy is that thou wilt work, O Lord, and who shall let it, what shall hinder it? Nothing. Upon this earth, nothing in the power of Satan, nothing in the hardness of our heart will hinder thy work, for it is all of thee. And so, Lord, we would pray, Lord, for that one that might be in that place. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? O grant, Lord, a yet unto them. I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance. And do, Lord, come, we pray, to those who may be in that place, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are up, are upon thee. O Lord, lift up the arms that hang down, strengthen those weak knees. Lift up those eyes, O Lord, to look beyond the circumstances that surround. To look beyond, Lord, our own thoughts' ability. To look up unto thee. To be found indeed, O Lord, we pray. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Might thou hear that cry, Lord, my faith. O Lord, for thy word declares, he that has begun that good work in you will perform it to that day of the Lord Jesus Christ. And might thou come, Lord, and bless the word, bless thy precious word, thy word of truth, Lord, to the good of never dying souls this night. And might thou come, O Holy Spirit, as that remembrancer, as that one to bring to remembrance all that thou hast done for us, all that thou hast done, O Lord, in that leading of us in that way, all the way thou hast led us. And that 'tis thee, O Lord, who hast led us into that narrow way that leadeth to life everlasting. So we pray, Lord, for thee to come. O Lord, come, hear the cries of thy people. O Lord, fill this place with thy felt presence. Fill our hearts, Lord, with thy felt presence. So we pray for thee to be present with us. O Lord, for thee to come and gather with us. Break through, as it were, the hardness of our heart, as thou didst come to thy disciples. Why art thou so fearful? O Lord, come then, lift us up. O Lord, we pray. And Lord, any that sit unconcerned, oh, might there be that appointed time to bring into concern. But their never dying soul, the eternity before them. O Lord, that souls might be born again, that there might be those brands yet, Lord, found in this place, added to the church, those brands plucked from the burning. And O gracious Lord, O Lord, may be one in that concern, how can I go? How can I come? O Lord, it is not of us, it is all of Thee. O Lord, work then, we pray, in this little corner of Thy vineyard. Do pray for those with the responsibility of the place, that Thou wilt uphold them and strengthen them and support them, and grant them that wisdom and help in the responsibilities of the place. O Lord, that all might be done to the honour and glory of Thy holy name. And would pray once more for the children and young people as they grow up, Lord, that Thou might put Thine arm about them, that Thou might watch over them, and that might grant that help and wisdom unto parents in that concern for their keeping, but oh, much more that concern for their never dying souls and the eternity before. So, Lord, hear the cries for the children and young people and those in middle life with all the pressures that come. Might there be that help, might there be that looking unto Thee, O Lord. And as we grow in those years of life, and that day naturally, as it were, Lord, that day before us each, yes, Lord. But as there is that first step taken upon this earth, so, Lord, for us each, that last step that we shall take, and none of us know when it will be, as we grow older, Lord, we feel that time coming nearer. So, Lord, prepare us for that day. O Lord, prepare us, O Lord, this side of the grave, to stand before Thy face. So help then, O Lord, help in all things, and grant us, Lord, truly that heart to render unto Thee all honour and glory due unto Thy name. For even yet in our land we can gather round Thy word, we have Thy word open to us. We have freedom of worship. O Lord, we will think of those in those other lands who know not these things, and yet, Lord, Thou art with them. And be with Thy people wherever they are, those that mourn, those that walk through those paths of trial and tribulation. O Lord, come to them. Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. O Lord, for Thou art the God of the whole earth. Our life's minutest circumstance, subject to Thine eye. Help us now, Lord. Help us, we pray. Hear prayer once more for our guilty land and nation. Oh, the state we are in. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, hear the cry of thy remnant. Lord, in wrath, remember mercy. Overturn the designs of those that would try further to draw this land from thy precepts, thy word. Lord, appear, come. O Lord, might we prove indeed that the battle is thine. O Lord, bring to naught the devices of the enemies of this land. Oh, we pray. So help us now. Forgive our many, many sins, O Lord. Oh, those many sins. Thought, word, deed, wash, pardon in thy precious blood. Oh, Lord. For there is forgiveness with thee. Might we know it, Lord. Might we know it. As we ask all for thy dear name's sake, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hymn 534. Mercy speaks by Jesus' blood. Hear and sing, ye sons of God. Justice satisfied indeed. Christ has full atonement made. 534.
Thank you.
the Lord might help us this evening, I would direct your thoughts to the chapter that we read, Jeremiah chapter 31, and reading verse 3, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, with loving, therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And in particular, these words, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. As we go on in the pathway, child of God, as we read, and perhaps later to, in our own time, to read this chapter again and the meditation upon it, of the unchanging love, the unchanging mercy of Almighty God to each one of his people, each one loved because he would love. We have those words in the scripture, Yea, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. And I believe that as the Lord leads us in the pathway, there is that bringing of us to that place, to stand in awe and wonder of the unchangeableness of the Lord. When we look into our hearts, the changeableness that is in us, that's when we sing the words of that hymn, one moment hot, the other moment cold, and yet, as we have here, as set out in the Lord's dealings with his people in this chapter, but in our text particularly, yea, as though to speak, appreciate these are the words of the Lord, so we would speak reverently, but in that affirmative, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. An unchangeable love. That love in eternity past. That love in eternity future. Ever. His love upon his people. Dear child of God, what is it that melts that hard heart? Is it not in the experience of it, as that love of Christ is shed abroad in our hearts? We may not be able to made it in words, but that known inside us. That the Lord should love sinners, but the Lord should love one such as you, such as me. We may sing those words, high beyond imagination is the love of God to man. We may not be able to fathom in it, but oh, the mercy is it not? It is known. Where? In our never dying soul, in our heart, where that work of grace is begun. The love of the Lord. And as we have in that hymn, following the one that we've just sung, oh, the love of Christ to sinners. Who can make its wonders known? Sin-born slaves, through grace are winners of a bright celestial throne. Jesus gives us endless glory and renown. And then, dear child of God, we come to this. Endless love he fixed upon us in eternity that's past, nor will ever take it from us. Endless love shall ever last. Love redeemed us and will ever hold us fast. The love of the Lord. Yea, I have loved thee, personal. I have loved thee with an everlasting love, a love that is unchanging. And as we've said, child of God, the wonder of the unchanging love of the Lord to you, to me. And in Isaiah we read these words, but Zion said, the Lord hath forgotten me. And my Lord hath forgotten me. My Lord hath forsaken me. And my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. Yet. We would not digress, but this little word yet, like that little word all in the scripture, a meaning far beyond the length of the word, is it not? All, everything in it, nothing outside it. And as the psalmist was in that place, art thou cast down, O my soul, art thou disquieted within me, I shall yet praise him. Is there not a hope in that word yet? Through that longing of the soul, in that love to the Lord, dear Jonah, in that place that he was in, had a yet. and hear. Yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. The everlasting love of Almighty God, the unchangeable love of Almighty God, and that hand of everlasting love and mercy that holds his people, that none shall pluck from that hand. They shall never perish. May sing those that line once in him, in him forever, but do we believe it? Held by that precious hand of love and mercy. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And dear child of God, as there is a proving of the wonder of the love of Almighty God to sinners such as you, such as me, so there is also, is there not, a proving of his mercy, love and mercy. And in the Psalms we have that psalm that at the end of each verse, if we might express it as such, there is that refrain, for his mercy endureth forever. Everlasting love, enduring mercy. And his mercy endureth forever. And I believe, as we read in that psalm, almost every step, every chapter, as it were, every stage of the pathway of the Lord's people, can we not echo, and his mercy endureth forever, undeserved, unmerited, love and mercy, upholding, strengthening, supporting you and I, if we are his, in the pathway that we walk through. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And Paul, writing to the church at Rome, speaking of that love of the Lord Jesus Christ. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God, commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But God, that word but, as we spoke a little of it this afternoon, despite all that might rise up in us, despite that that might the accuser might rail against us, but God, but God, who is commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And in that 8th chapter, we would not read it now, but as the Lord, or as Paul writes of that love of the Lord, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation, persecution, nakedness, famine, nothing shall separate from that love of Christ, not things present nor things to come. Dear child of God, as we look back in the way the Lord has led us, oh, those many things, we look in our own heart when we say this, that we may have grieved, confessed, repented over, and yet that love that holds, those everlasting arms of love and mercy, those everlasting arms underneath his people. The salvation of his people, all of Almighty God, from beginning to end. What a mercy if you and I know a little of the reality of that truth and of his love, as we said, that melts that heart, that brings us to his feet, that unchanging love. That unchanging love. And we read in Luke of the prodigal son, left his father's house, as you know, took his inheritance with him, spent all that he had on that riotous living. Did the love of the prodigal's father, did it wane? Did it cease? Dear praying parent, did it cease? And we read how that prodigal, all his friends, so-called friends, left him, fed on those husks of the swine, came to himself, began to be in want. I will rise, go to my father's house, will say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and earth. He arose and went. And we read this, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And that love of the prodigal's father, could not be quenched. I believe he was waiting for that son with those arms open to receive him. That love Dear child of God, what are these things compared to the unchanging love of Almighty God to one such as you, such as me? Therefore, again, this word, what does it mean? We read in Psalm 46, God is a refuge for us, a very present help in time of trouble. Yes, we would not dwell on those words, but the truth of them. And then what do we read? Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Perhaps we think back, some of us, to that time when we did maths and algebra and proving equations and various other things. And then that final statement, as it were, based on that we have proved. Therefore, the answer is, and in that 46th psalm, that proving of God as that refuge of his people, therefore, will not be removed, based on the foundation of the almighty power of Almighty God. And here, upon that great truth, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Child of God, we cannot fully enter into the wonder of these words, but there will be an eternity for you and I, if we are his, to sing the praises of the loving kindness of the Lord to you, to me. Of his loving dealings with us in love. We read in the Hebrews of the chastening of the Lord. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, correcteth. And we look in our hearts and those times when we look at that, feel that sinfulness of our sin, and yet in the wondrous love of Almighty God, our fearful mind perhaps wondering what the Lord might do. And then he melts us with his loving kindness. Something in our life that comes, undeserved, a token of his love. Justly we would deserve that chastening rod, but in his loving kindness melts our hearts, brings us to stand in awe and wonder that the Lord should love one such as you, such as me. Oh, do not get me wrong, there are those chastening times. But, oh, child of God, the melting times. Undeserved, unmerited, but freely given. To bring us where? To bring us where? At his feet. In that confession. In that praise. In that love. Drawn out to him. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. John, in his epistle, as you know, says these words, we love him because he first loved us. And so it is. And yet, child of God, so it is proved. In his wondrous, gracious dealings with us, in the pathway, in the way, his loving kindness, his loving kindness. He saw me ruined in the fall, yet loved me. Despite it all, we may not have quoted those lines, but that's it, isn't it? Even when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And in that ninth hymn, we sing of that loving kindness of the Lord. He saw me ruined in the fall, yet loved me notwithstanding all. He saved me from my lost estate. His loving kindness, oh how great. When trouble like a gloomy cloud has gathered thick and thundered loud, he near my soul has always stood. His loving kindness, oh how good. Often I feel my sinful heart prone from my Saviour to depart. But though I have him oft forgot, his loving kindness changes not. Yea, I have loved thee. I, Almighty God, the Omnipotent God, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, that love unchanging, therefore, loving kindness have I drawn thee. And in the 29th chapter we have these words that perhaps express that loving kindness, that everlasting love. For I know, saith the Lord, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The eye of the Lord, the unchanging eternal love of Almighty God. As the Lord spake to Abram, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. I know the thoughts I think toward you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. That love, that everlasting love, from all eternity to eternity, that as we've said, an eternity, to sing the praise of the love of Almighty God to his people, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world to save sinners. Come unto me, all ye that labour heavy laden, I will give you rest. The love of the Lord. And our thoughts go for a moment to that love of the Lord as he looked upon Peter, who denied him those three times. That look, that melting of Peter's heart. We read he went out into the night and wept. That the Lord should love one such as him, such as you, such as me. Yea, I have love thee in the foundations, we might use that word, in the eternal purposes of Almighty God, the unchanging purposes of Almighty God. In the Hebrews we read of the anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast, that anchor held by the hand in heaven, that anchor of our soul, sure and steadfast. A child of God is not that anchor, the everlasting love, the unchanging love of Almighty God, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son freely, gave his only begotten Son. To those, as we spoke a little this morning, of those at enmity by nature to him, gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Lord hath appeared unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. God so loved the world with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, have I drawn thee. The foundation is firm, the love of the Lord unchanging. And what a mercy undeserved mercy that there are those times known of the loving kindness of the Lord to us and that drawing of us unto him, that while we were yet sinners, that great love wherewith he loved us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. As we've said, an eternity to sing of that love. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £715, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Jabez Rutt is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and there'll be a prayer meeting for members on Friday at 7:30. And next Lord's Day, if he is able, Mr. Ramsbottom will preach, but if not, Mr. Paul Austin will preach in the evening. Let us close with hymn 1055. Come ye souls by sin afflicted, bowed with fruitless sorrow down, by the broken law convicted, through the cross behold the crown. Look to Jesus, mercy flows through him alone. 1055.
Gracious Lord, part us with thy blessing. Pardon what thy pure eyes have seen amiss. Might there be that for us to take home, to beat out, to meditate upon, of thy everlasting love, of thy wondrous loving kindness. O Lord, to such that were some of you, O Lord, thy great love, help us now. Watch over this people, bless them, keep them, watch over them. O Lord, we pray. Be with thy servants that have laboured this day, that travel this night. Take them in safety, Lord. We would pray. And so we lay all at thy feet. O Lord, all at thy feet. Help us to do so. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the union and communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, both present and absent, both now and forever. Amen.